You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Texas firefighters respond to a home engulfed in flames. Standing outside, two young children who say their sibling and dad still inside. EMTs rushed to rescue them both, and due to severe smoke inhalation, they're airlifted to hospitals. As police and social workers speak to the two unharmed children, they say daddy, Pedro Pulgar, set the fire.
Nancy, Pulgar spends more than a month in the hospital before he is released to police custody and booked into the Fort Bend County Jail. His burns are still visible in his mugshot. Pulgar's three-year-old son is now in stable condition. A Venezuelan national, Pulgar is now held on an ICE detainer. The father has not revealed any kind of motive for the attack. His next court date is set for January 13th.
Pulgar, 46, now charged with arson and three counts, attempted murder. The boxing match streamed exclusively on Netflix between Tyson and Jake Paul, highly anticipated, leading up, nearly 100,000 subscribers report outages, while long buffer times and poor quality plague those who could actually view the stream. Now, Florida residents suing Netflix over the, quote, unwatchable, quote, live stream. The class action suit for breach of contract has not specified damages. Netflix has not commented. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A deadly shooting in Alabama is raising questions about bias-motivated violence. Details now from Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
18-year-old Cameron Thompson, a black transgender woman, was shot multiple times early on the morning of December 16th in Tuscaloosa. Her body was discovered hours later, just blocks from her home, this according to local authorities. Captain Jack Kennedy of the Tuscaloosa Violent Crimes Unit says the suspect, a minor charged as an adult, knew Thompson. Investigators revealed Thompson had posted online about the suspect's sexual orientation shortly before her death, but further details remain undisclosed. Thompson's mother, Nikki Matthews Cunningham, believes her daughter's transgender identity was a factor in the killing. Alabama law does not classify crimes based on sexual orientation or gender identity as hate crimes, one of only 9 states without such protections. Thompson is the second black transgender teenager fatally shot in Alabama this year. In May, 17-year-old Tay Thomas was killed in Mobile, allegedly by someone described as a romantic partner. Nationwide, violence against transgender individuals remains a concern, with the Human Rights Campaign reporting at least 36 transgender deaths due to violence over a recent 12-month period, most of them black transgender women.
Thompson, who recently earned her high school diploma through an alternative program, had faced challenges at her public school, where peers and staff reportedly refused to respect her gender identity. A Montana man has been charged with murder following the brutal killing of a fellow camper at a secluded site in Gallatin County. Initially reported as a possible bear mauling, authorities say the October 10th incident took a shocking turn after a forensic investigation ruled out any wildlife involvement. The Gallatin County Sheriff's Office identified the victim as 35-year-old Dustin Jersom, who had set up camp northeast of Big Sky, Montana. According to Sheriff Dan Springer, Jersom was approached by a 41-year-old suspect who had allegedly arrived intending to spend the night. Despite being strangers, Jersom welcomed the man, even offering him a beer. However, this friendly gesture reportedly took a violent twist. Investigators allege that the suspect, driven by motives that remain unclear, attacked Jersom. Sheriff Springer stated that the assault involved multiple weapons, a piece of wood, a screwdriver, and an axe. The gruesome scene was discovered 2 days later by Jersom's girlfriend and another friend who initially believed he had fallen victim to a bear attack. However, wildlife specialists found no signs of bears in the vicinity, prompting a deeper investigation. A significant break in the case came from DNA analysis, which matched a sample from a beer can found at the campsite to the suspect. Following this discovery, authorities apprehended the man in Butte, Montana this week. He's currently being held on a $1.5 million bond.
Thanks, John. Donna Cupido lives with husband and daughter in Iuka, Mississippi. Donna occasionally works as a teacher's assistant, but outside of caring for family, she spends most of her time volunteering with the Salvation Army. She drops her daughter off at the Tushomingo County High School, promising to pick her up that afternoon, but she never shows. Family reports her missing. 2 days later, her silver sedan found abandoned behind a church 5 miles from the high school. It appears whoever parked the car just got out and walked away. But Donna's husband knows a pack of cigarettes inside does not belong to Donna. 2 months later, parts of her wallet found in Bear Creek. Authorities fear foul play. Donna Cupido, 5'9", 135 pounds, blonde pixie haircut, green eyes. Butterfly tattoo, right shoulder, scar, left knee. Last seen wearing a flannel shirt and slacks. If you have info on Donna Cupido, call Tushomingo County, Mississippi Sheriff's Office, 662-423-7000. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.